From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning and welcome to this special Christmas Day broadcast from Let the Bible Speak. My greetings to all our listeners, and of course we include in that the staff at Radio Star Country. Today we are leaving aside our usual Monday morning Bible study in the Gospel of Mark, and instead we're taking up the subject, what really happened in Bethlehem on December 25th, 2,000 years ago. Before we come to that subject, I want to read from Luke chapter 2. Then after that, we're going to have a lovely hymn by Jack Halcombe, a favourite singer of mine, and he'll be singing about the coming of Christ and what that entailed. But first of all, Luke chapter 2, and we're reading from the first verse of that chapter. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. May God bless his word to our hearts. Now here's Jack Halcombe singing the hymn, One Day.
One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. He carried my sin far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. one day he's coming. Oh, glorious day. One day he's coming. For him I am longing. One day the skies with his glory shall shine. Wonderful day, my beloved one bringing. Hope for the hopeless, this Jesus is mine. For living he loved me, dying he saved me, and buried he carried my sin far away. Rising, he justified, freely forever. One day he's crowned.
What really happened in Bethlehem on December 25th, 2,000 years ago? The answer to that question is, with little doubt, nothing very much. That may startle some of my listeners today, so I had better hasten to explain myself. In truth, while the exact date of the Saviour's birth is not recorded in the Bible, or anywhere else for that matter, it is most certain that it did not take place in the month of December in midwinter. One thing testifies to that fact in our Bible reading today, and it is the presence of the shepherds in the fields watching over their flocks by night. That does not happen in midwinter in Israel. It is an undisputed fact that the date of December 25th was made to be the date marking the Saviour's birth by the Christianizing of a long-established pagan feast known as the Saturnalia. There is much that is not of God or of holiness about the activities of this time of the year. Special appeals have to be made by government agencies about the drunkenness in which many engage, supposedly in the celebration of the birth of the Son of God. That in itself tells us that there is something wrong with much that goes on at this season of the year. But what does the Bible say about the birth of Christ? First of all, we can be certain that Christ was born in Bethlehem. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, we read in Matthew chapter 1 and the verse 18, and Matthew's account of the birth of Christ goes on in chapter 2 and the verse 1, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king. The Bible is very definite and gives us a true record of the Saviour's coming into this world. Paul the Apostle said many years later, "This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. There was a man once who challenged an open-air speaker about the birth of Christ. He says, "How do you know that he ever was born at all?" And like a flash, the open-air preacher said, "What is today's date?" And the man gave him the day and the month. "Yes, but what year is it?" And the man gave him the year. And he says, "Why do we number the year with this particular number? Where did it have its beginning?" It began to dawn on the doubter just what the preacher was getting at. And of course, our calendar is a testimony to the birth of Christ, for it numbers the year from the birth of Christ. Now, secondly, the purpose of Christ's coming was foreshadowed in the events surrounding his birth at Bethlehem. Do you ever ask yourself the question, why were the shepherds first told about the birth of the Saviour? Why not carpenters or fishermen? Why shepherds? Why indeed? I think the answer is because the Lord Jesus Christ was the Lamb of God. By informing shepherds first and foremost, God was underscoring that fact. The Lord Jesus was led in a manger. Doubtless an animal had to be removed from that place in order to make room for the family group. And the Lord Jesus was thus introduced to the world as the one who would take the place of the animal sacrifices in the temple, and by his death fulfill all the types and pictures of the Old Testament sacrifices, and end them forever. For the Lord Jesus at Calvary offered up himself one sacrifice forever, and so sat down at the right hand of God. I tell you, Bethlehem foreshadowed the purpose of Christ's coming. Thirdly, the general reception of the Saviour by men was indicated at Bethlehem. Luke chapter 2, verse 7, "And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." John chapter 1, verses 10 and 11 records the same truth. "He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not." Is it not still true, dear listeners, that despite all the celebrations of today supposedly linked with Christ and his coming, there are few who have welcomed him into their hearts? His invitation is still, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me." How many celebrate in their homes the birth of Christ, while in truth they have yet never allowed him into their home? Lastly, the wonderful events that arise from his birth at Bethlehem are suggested to us in our gospel records of his birth. The gospel announcement of the angels was tidings of great joy for all people. Praise God, the gospel is the good news. You will notice that a Saviour, Christ the Lord, was born. That's what we have to announce today. A Saviour is born. We see that believing the message will bring great rejoicing. In Luke chapter 2, in the verse 15, we read how wisely the shepherds reacted to the message. "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they found it, we are told, in the verse 20, just as had been reported to them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them. Amidst all the turkey cooking and the turkey eating, may you think this day of Christ and his birth in Bethlehem. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.